Hour number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Friday. We are live at Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Appreciate them for having us here. Before we get to Chris, Joe is giddy over here. He says there's a piece of breaking news.
Yeah. The Powerball is officially $1 billion for Saturday night.
All right.
Just came out. One cash option, $450 million, but the Powerball is $1 billion for Saturday. I mean, Saturday is going to be an epic day. Football all day. And I'll win the Powerball. You'll never see me again.
Or we're I'm going to win it. You'll never see me again.
We're gone.
If one of us is not here Monday, you'll know.
I won't be here Monday.
I've always I've always said I'll never announce it if I win the Powerball, but there will be signs.
We're off Monday anyway.
Oh, so. That's true. That's a good point.
I'll be here
Tuesday.
Then. Right, there you go.
With that, let's bring in Christopher Dwayne Sanders, who joins us now, proud member of the silly underdog picks that you can hear on Wednesdays. And Chris, look, if the Powerball, if we hit the Powerball, we'll let you know. Just so you know what's going on.
I'm just filling out my numbers right now as we speak.
There you go.
No, I'm just kidding, boy. If I did win that, I will call and say I quit. I mean, everything I do, I would just quit. I mean, I walk into every store and just say I quit.
Yeah.
I walk into 7-Eleven, I quit. They're like, you don't work here. So what? I still quit. I'm doing everything.
I love it. Usually I would start with Titans, but what were your thoughts on the Micah Parsons trade yesterday between the Cowboys and the Green Bay Packers?
I never thought it would happen. I mean, I was in practice, and one of my teammates is a Packers fan, so he started screaming. He told me about the trade. I mean, when you have a defensive player like that, I don't understand why you want to let him go. I know they got two first-round picks and another defensive guy, but when you're talking about an impact player, when you're talking about a guy that impacts the game, I don't understand it. That's just me. I know you're going to get some draft picks, but as a head coach or general manager, I would not let one of my best players go when he's still in his rookie contract.
What does that do to the locker room, though, when you see the team – supposedly made an offer, and I mean, there's just so much, you know, he said in all of this, but I feel like that can't be good right before the start of the season.
I mean, it can be because you have so many things that guys are thinking about, because, you know, when you have your best player, I heard he's a great locker room guy, everybody loves him, and all of a sudden, you know, he doesn't get signed. I mean, you have that guy, you're like, okay, what are we doing? But at the end of the day, as a professional, I just chalk it up as a loss and go out there and just try to make some plays. It's tough, but I just don't understand it.
All right, now shifting to the Titans, the 53-man roster is set. And I don't think there were too many surprises. Maybe James Prochet not making it and then being on the practice squad was probably the biggest ones. But what do you think about this group as they get ready to take on Denver next week?
I think it's pretty good, but the one that surprised me, you might as may disagree, but Jalen Duncan, I thought he had a pretty good camp. I mean,
You know,
he came in. I know everybody talked, about him last year. He wasn't good, whatever, but he came in shape. He was consistent in what he was doing. So if you need depth at the offensive line, why wouldn't you keep him? And I'm not trying to steal TD's, fire, but he told me, I think it's basically a trust issue, but that was one of the things I kind of scratch my head that you need the depth of that kind of guy.
All right, talking to Chris Sanders.
Let's
All right, buddy. Here we go. Hit it, Dr. Crane.
Oh, my God.
Keep going. There you go. I can see you high stepping across Ohio State's campus back in 1993 to that.
Champ, hey, back in the day, I can cut a rug, man. I can do the MC Hammer. I can do the running, man. I did all those things.
With your Walkman? He had his Walkman, big headphones.
Oh, looking good across campus.
His MC Hammer pants.
And the gold, the shoes with the steel toe. Come on, man!
Oh, that's awesome!
Absolutely.
Hey, when you got drafted in '95, there were no doubts you'll make the team. But when the final cut came through and you realized you were a professional football player, what was that like that day?
Man, that's a great question. I remember, because they say when you finally make the team, you're in the team meeting. So when I sat in the team meeting, it's a true story. I sat there. and a little tear game came down my eye because all the hard work and all the blood, all the sweat, now I'm actually fulfilling one of my dreams. And you're just sitting there, and you know, Jeff Fish is talking, then the special team coach is talking, and it just kind of felt so surreal because you grew up wanting to play in the NFL, you grew up wanting to make plays, then all of a sudden you're in position to actually be there. So I'm sitting in the meeting room, and it just feels like I'm in a dream because my dream is being fulfilled.
I think it's great. All right, so you're Brian Callahan. The guys get a couple of days off. What's your message? Because, you know, when you come back on Monday, you got to get to work. What's your message for these next couple of days off to the team?
Hey, we got a job to do. I mean, everybody's talking about what we can't do. We don't have the depth. We don't have this. We don't have that. And when you come to work on the day that we tell you to come back, it's time to get busy. Let's build our identity. Let's build some toughness. Let's make sure everybody's in the right position. Everybody's doing their job. So my relay to the team is, hey, we have a job. We camp is over. OTAs is over. Camp is over. All those things are over. Now, let's go get the job done, and it starts when they play the Denver Broncos.
Well, not only that, but how much, if you're a – you know, Calvin Ridley was named the captain of the team the other day. And, you know, Calvin Ridley's get the second chance now. He's with Atlanta, Jacksonville, here, and it's feeling good. How good, Chris, can Calvin Ridley be and carry this team?
I think he can be good. But here's what you said that was so profound is this is his second chance. You know, because a lot of times we give up on people and he messed up when he gambled. But look at how he straightened up his life. Nobody's talking about how he straightened up his life and how he wants to be a good man. And now he's a captain of the Tennessee Titans. I mean, those are the stories we don't talk about. We talk about the negative. We talk about what he didn't do and talk about the gambling. Why aren't we talking about this guy overcame some adversity and now he's a captain? And just watching him in practice, just watching how he does his interviews, those are the kind of guys you want as your captain because, why? They're going to do everything right when they're asked to do it.
What would be your advice to Cam Ward for this weekend? You know, this is the last weekend off before for the bye. Going into your rookie year, he just got elected as a captain on this team. Yep. There's all this pressure, fair or unfair, it's there. So what would be your advice to him?
You know, just be you. I mean, don't try to be Steve McNair. Don't try to be Warren Moon. Just be Cam Ward. That's exactly what you need. I mean, that's what got you there. That's what made you be the number one draft pick because it was you being you. And the thing about it is, yes, it's a lot of pressure. Yes, you're going to be the face of the franchise. But at the end of the day, Cam just needs to be Cam. Make plays, take care of the football, be a leader, joke with Jeffrey Simmons, and just play football because he says this always in his press conferences. It's just a football game. So let's go out and win, not make mistakes, and go down to Denver and beat the brakes off of the Denver Broncos.
T, I always feel better talking to you. That's so perfect. Who the Big Red got tonight?
We got Hamilton from Memphis. So we don't have no game film, so we're just going to go out there and just run all go routes.
What
we're doing.
Like the Broadway play Hamilton?
No. Then next week we got FRA. I'm not looking for it, but we got FRA next week. That's going to be – when y'all going to come to a game, man?
Well, I'm calling games on Friday nights, Chris, so I can't. Like, I'm doing Metro games now, so otherwise I would.
Just wish somebody cared.
No, I do care. And here's the thing. Next week is the one I totally would have been at because my alma mater is FRA.
Is it? Oh, come on. We got to make a bet. If you lose, you got to wear an NBA shirt and you got to sing the fight song.
Okay. You know? And if you lose, I don't even know if FRA has a fight song, but you got to wear an FRA shirt.
Absolutely. And when I give you the NBA shirt, it's going to be an extra small and you have to wear it.
No, I'll take over for Chase. If you lose, you got to wear the outfit the lead singer of Cameo wears.
Do I got to wear the cup?
You got to wear the cup all day. Deal. The practice deal. All day.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm going to go in the 7-Eleven gas station and sing a word up. That's what I'm saying.
Watch you get arrested. We won't see that.
Exactly.
Funny thing, Chris, next Friday, Joe and I will be in Madison, Wisconsin. Because the Blue Raiders are taking on Wisconsin at Camp Randall the next day, so
we
get to do that.
Right,
yeah, it's gonna be fun.
Right there.
did you play at Camp Randall? One of those sissy Big Ten schedules you had at Ohio State.
See what I'm talking. In Wisconsin, yeah, absolutely I did, and we got beat. Remember the game where I think it was in 1993? They were throwing batteries on the field. I was in that game. I got hit with one.
My bad. Why are they throwing batteries at you? You're a good dude.
Yes. No, but they didn't care. They didn't care. They didn't care a bit.
That's not nice.
They were throwing it at everybody. Yeah, me.
In your college career, what was the rowdiest environment? Was it the big house?
No, it was Syracuse.
Ooh.
Syracuse was madhouse. You know, I mean, because it was indoors, and you know, Kirk Herbstreit was our quarterback, and they were ranked like number four in the country. We weren't ranked that year, and we went in there and shellacked them. But it was loud, man. So yeah, good luck to Keith Bullock.
What was the game Herbstreit ran like a 70-yard quarterback draw and won?
It was the slowest, slowest run I've ever seen.
Did he have his dog with him?
I went and ate a sandwich, came back, and he still was at the five. So it was kind of like that. It was the Minnesota game.
Was that a call? Was that an ad lib, or was that just a signed call?
It was just Kirk being Kirk. He saw the read, and he took it the distance. But, man, I'm like, man, is he ever going to make it? it was the slowest run ever.
Oh, man. That is too funny. Chris, we got college football this weekend.
Yes.
Then next week we obviously get ready for the Titans.
Absolutely.
So we will talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Appreciate you, brothers. Love y'all. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. Chris Sanders, forever Titans wide receiver, joining us here on the program, and we always appreciate it when he does. Of course, he'll be a part of the pregame show, which we'll have some announcements on that coming up next week.
Will you make a video?
Yeah. Yeah, we will make a video.
Good. Awesome.
We will. I had to think about that for a second.
All right.
We'll make a video. We'll have more coming here from the Omni, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.